The 16th of April 2020. Dear Ms. Cell, I wrote to you on the 7th of April to express serious concerns that had been raised by PCS reps in Jubilee House and Stratford about your members' unacceptable actions in setting up a stall with literature outside their building in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak and lockdown. I'm astonished that your reply of the 9th of April simply dismisses those concerns and fails to address our demand that you do not repeat such activities. Your letter indicates that you have fundamentally misunderstood the guidelines in place for mitigating the spread of the virus and keeping people safe. Your statement that the government's guidelines allow the buying and selling of newspapers could be regarded as ridiculous if this were not such a serious demonstration of your failure to understand the basis of our reps' concerns. Your members' presence outside the building and their interaction with staff was unnecessary. It increased the risk to those staff of catching the virus. The government's guidelines are that people, including your members, should stay at home. As I said in my previous letter, whilst PCS is highly critical of the government's response to the crisis, following these simple rules will mean that fewer people will contract COVID-19 and fewer people will die than if they are not followed. You seem to have misunderstood this basic point, or you have chosen to ignore it. I will not respond to your statements about the union's campaigns and our demands concerning civil servants' pay and conditions. These are matters for our union, not an external organization such as yours, and are determined through our democratic processes. Your comments are irrelevant to the question of our members' safety. You have not responded to our demand that you do not repeat these unsafe activities that are increasing the risk to PCS members posed by the virus. PCS reps in Jubilee House have expressed serious concerns to us, and it is a matter of the utmost importance that you do not engage in such actions again. Yours sincerely, Mark Sawatka.